So do you feel confident about Eck and Brodin then playing tomorrow?
It looks good. I don't want to say for sure until I talk to the trainers after practice. But again, they had two full, good, real hockey practices. So signs are pointing towards that. Yeah. Okay. I'll probably give you the real answer tomorrow.
Okay.
I should say the most educated answer.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Some changes then to the lines. If he returns, obviously, it's going to have a ripple effect on some different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we'll kind of toy around with some lines. We just don't know for sure what the combinations will be yet until I know for sure that they're both going to be in.
How do you make the decision with, it was easy when Eck was out to put Hartman at center, but how much do you think? Do you feel like he's generally a wing and then you put him at center, or do you feel one way or the other?
Yeah, I think he can play both. I think when he's in the middle, he's done a good job there. I think when he's at wing, I think the next step for him when he's on the wing is, I think, wall plays and things coming out of your own zone. Just understanding when you have pressure and when you don't have pressure and what the right reads are in those situations. But we feel comfortable with him on center or wing.
What's your just sense on everyone's mindset and vibe? You've had the break. Scoreboard watching was what it was. Now it's back in your control, I guess. What do you sense their approach for eagerness?
I see you guys that I think they – I think the 2 days off was good, but I also look how they come back to practice and focused. I thought both practices were, we had good details to it. I thought the pace and execution was good. There's good energy there. So, we're not overthinking what's going on other than that. It was just coming back off the break, making sure we can control these 2 days and then make sure our mindset's the right going into tomorrow, and then we take it from there.
What do you see after several games from Kustadinov and Declan Chisholm? It's been a while. We haven't really talked about them.
Yeah.
Their mainstays basically in the lineup. What do you see from them?
If we start with Kustadinov, I just see a player that's getting, I think, more comfortable and accustomed to the NHL game. I think that in the face-off circle, he's been pretty good. That's a strength of his. He's looked good at the net front on the power play. We've now started to work him more into the penalty kill. It seems like he has good instincts, and that's another strength to his game. And then I think we've seen signs, where the competitiveness in one-on-one battles and the harder areas of the game that I think it's you can see flashes of his tenaciousness and his puck battles and things like that where he's winning them. But there's probably more and more of those in the games in the NHL where I think you're getting used to just the consistency of having to, fight for the puck and fight for your ice and more confrontational situations. And I would probably say with offensively with the puck and using his speed, I would say it's similar. You see signs and flashes of a comfort level and understanding when he's got time and space and when his speed can be a factor. And I think the more that we work with him and the more games that he gets and the more experiences he gets, those flashes are going to turn into more regular play from him. And I think that's exciting, for us. That he's gone through this big transition and you're still seeing lots of positives in his game and lots of upside.
Mm-hmm. If he's the odd man out,
he will not be the odd man out tomorrow.
Morat won't be.
Okay. No.
With Chisholm, I wonder, he's just getting his first real dose of the NHL and he's obviously pretty offensive minded, and I'm wondering if it was easier for him in the AHL to get back, is that kind of, because he was faster than most guys, is that a legitimate thought, or is it a lot more to it than that?
No, I mean, what I've seen in with Chisholm is a player that is a good, he's a good skater. He's got good size and good strength. I think on the defensive side of the puck, he's willing to defend in the hard areas. I think he's gotten better net front defense and boxing outs. I think ending plays along the wall. He's using his size and speed to close quicker, and then when he gets there, that he has hard arrivals. It's not always perfect, but you see a player that is learning and is willing to do it, which is, I think, important for an offensive-minded guy.
Right.
Offensively, you use his puck movement, his ability at the offensive blue line to be mobile and create shot lanes or make it difficult to, you know, move off the blue line to create either movement or different situations. Probably the big thing where you see with him, because he's an offensive-minded guy and he has good offensive instincts, I think sometimes there's decision-making under pressure that sometimes you just have to live the fight another day.
Yeah.
Where I think when you're a guy that you make plays and you can make plays, I do like that about him, because you need guys that have some poise and some moxie to their game from an offensive perspective. But times where he's been in trouble, sometimes it's just been decision-making maybe high in the offensive blue line or under pressure in the neutral zone or sometimes on breakouts. But he's certainly willing to learn and recognizes those situations where lots of times for good offensive players, it's finding that balance of when you got to live the fight another day and then when there's a play to be made.